This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. You know.
So just quickly, it is 77 here. I just checked. And my car is black on black on black. So I have the windows rolled down.
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of windy.
Yeah, well, that just happened just because we started recording. It hasn't been doing that.
Oh, of course.
But also, people are probably going to drive by.
Okay. Well, we'll deal with it when we get there, I guess.
Okay. Well, if there's any noises that become an issue, you let me know and I'll find somewhere else to do whatever.
That sounds good. Yeah, if I start hearing some shit, I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just my luck that people are going to start. They haven't been around. No one's really been going by. Yeah. But then as soon as this happens, there's people loading stuff into trucks and driving by. And I heard a little kid scream. Like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, screaming kids.
Yeah.
That shit is a riot. I, you know, a long night with Ezra, like he wanted to hang out in the hammock. So we did that in the dark, which was not like my favorite thing. And then we had a bath and then we watched shows and then we did story time and it was like, I don't know, 10:30 by the time I laid him down, and he usually goes to bed at like 8:30. Mm-hmm. I was like, this kid's definitely gonna sleep in.
Yeah.
Au contraire. Au contraire. This kid could not have been more awake at 6:45. He greeted the day. He was like, I'm so excited you're here. It's me, Ezra. And he just put out his jazz hands and shit got wild. And I was like, mommy's getting up with you because daddy was at Uncle Tony's trying to, you know, make this game. So I got up with him. And then at like 10:30, I was like, this, you know, this home brewed cup of coffee isn't doing it for me. Plus I got some prescriptions waiting for me. So we're going to take a drive, Ezra. So I just like slapped a hoodie on the kid and just put him in his pajamas in the car because we're not getting out, you know, it's COVID time. So we're going through the Walgreens drive through because guess what, everybody, I pre-filled on the fucking app.
Going back 12 episodes.
Yeah. And you know, 4 years, if we're talking about the video I made.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then I was going to go through the Starbucks. There's a Starbucks right next to the Walgreens. But no. Something's going on with the Starbucks today up in Milton. Because it was straight up just no drive through. You could only walk in. And I was not dressed to be looking in any kind of way in public. And definitely my kid was not. He had like a Minions pajama top with dog pajama bottoms with a hoodie and blue Crocs.
I mean, I think that's fashionable.
I mean, look, he was stunting, but like other people just don't necessarily understand his vibe, you know? So, and I'm literally wearing a bright purple shirt that has the three sister witches from Hocus Pocus on the front and says squad. So it's not like I'm looking any kind of way to just be, this is a Halloween shirt and we're heading into summer. So it was not the vibe. So I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do, Ezra. We're about to go get a car wash and then we'll go to the Starbucks by the car wash because there's this nice car wash in Fife and I really like it. So we rolled over to the gas station. I filled up the tank. Then we went to the car wash. We did you know, we went through the wash. Then we got Starbucks. By the time we got home, it was like 11:30, and Zebulon had not had, he got to sleep in, and he had not, like, you know, had to do any dad time, you know, for like an hour after he woke up. Cause I took Ezra and we ran some errands and whatever. And immediately Ezra just lays into him. Dad, can we play video games? Dad, oh my gosh, you're awake. Dad, oh my gosh, Dad, oh my God, let's go outside. I want to play in my swing. Can you lay with me in the hammock? Dad, Dad, Dad. And I just saw the light slowly go out of Zeb's eyes. I love him so much. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me. He's also the most fucking exhausting thing in my life.
Well, maybe I need to make a trip over and you and Zeb need to have a vacation.
Please, I'll pay you. What do you want? Get a shirt off my back. It's purple and it's kind of ugly. You can have it. I'll get anything. We need a break. We do need a break. My husband is the most lovely man. And I said to him today, maybe we should just give it all up. Maybe we should sell everything and just move into the woods. And then I was like, do you think we could hack it? And it was like right after the fuse in the living room blew. Cause yeah, that happened today also. The fuse in the living room blew. We got to go get a fuse from the hardware store, and Zeb's got to turn off all the power to the house. And he's got to try to, you know, fix this fuse. And if he can't do it, then we have to hire an electrician to come out. It's like a whole shit show. And he was like, we can't even handle this. How do you think we're going to live off the grid, you idiot? We are the least handy people that have ever lived. And you think we're just going to sell everything and move to the woods? Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah,
I challenge you to live
the way we've been living just for the... Yeah. 6 or 8 months that we've been living this way, and I think you would change your mind on that.
I would run back to my bathtub just and crying.
Well, we even like have
I was gonna say, but in winter, because in summertime I would just run out to the lake and be like, look at me, I'm Sandra D.
Yeah.
Swimming in Clear Lake, just me. And then you can live here with my baby and take care of him.
Well, yeah, in the summertime, it's not bad. In fact, it's really nice in the summertime. And again, it's 77 here today, so it kind of feels like summer. But the winter was rough. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't an easy feat.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys did it. I mean, it just sounds... That's the thing. You always think the grass is greener, right? Because on TikTok, I see all these people living out of vans and stuff. Or they're like, you know, doing the RV thing where they travel across the U.S. and they stay at different places and they do the RV thing. And I'm always like, man, that would be so nice to just be untethered and just travel and like not have a bunch of belongings and just like live and see things. And then I think to myself, like, fuck that so hard. There's no way I could live like that. I talk about my kid being a lily fingered son of a gun, but it's me. He gets it from somewhere. It's not like he's decided that he was too good to dig in the dirt. Like, he got it from me. I hate stuff like that. I just want to listen to records and read magazines and hang out in my tub. It's so funny.
I think it's all about what you make important in your life, you know? When I first thought about going like to a tiny home, I kind of panicked a little bit.
Yeah.
But once we started looking at them, they are a little bit more space. I mean, like a park model, not like those tiny homes that you watch them have 150 square feet and it's like some trailer that they built. Like, these ones are,
yeah,
you know, it's 399 square feet because that's what specs they have to be within an RV standard.
Right.
And what makes them a park model. But mine has a loft, which adds a lot to it too. And that doesn't count against the square footage, but it's really not that bad. I will have to downsize some, like I had to get rid of my couch. My brother and his fiance took that because it was no way would that fit. So I had to
I'm sorry here. Just if we could just roll back the tape. Did you say fiance?
Yes, I did. You didn't know that?
I did not know they got engaged. When did they get engaged?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Jesus Christ.
I think it was last summer.
Oh my God.
I know. They were going to get married this year, but with the whole COVID thing still going on, they decided to wait another year.
My God, Corey Mack.
I didn't even know until Heather asked me to be one of her bridesmaids. And I was like, what now? Like, I mean, of course, yes. But like, is this something that's known to everyone? And she's like, Corey, you didn't tell your sister?
Jesus. Corey, my phone number has been the same since I was 18. About to lay into him the next time I come over there. I'm just kidding. I'm not really going to do that. I love him too much. Well, congratulations, Corey, on your not recent engagement. And good to know.
Yeah.
Thanks for filling us in.
Yeah. Surprise.
For all the shit he talks, he sure doesn't say anything important.
It's because he does it in memes or gifs, so
I know. God damn it, Corey. Oh, that's so sweet. But anyway, so they took your couch. Took it, I mean you gave it to them.
I gave them my couch.
Yeah.
And it fit nicely in their apartment. And nice. I downsized. So
I know. I need to do the closet thing, and I hate doing it, but I need to do it.
Yeah.
Where you just start plucking stuff that doesn't fit or that you haven't worn in a long time.
Yep. I'll probably have to do that by the time we get our trailer. Like, we've had to buy stuff for clothing because we thought that we would be in a home by November, and then like certain things, you know, certain occasions have come up and we don't have all of our clothing because we packed lightly because we thought, well, we won't need this.
Yeah. So you put it in storage or you did something, got donated it or whatever.
Well, I put it all in storage. So it's in boxes, but by the time we get to it, I'm probably going to just have to go through it and get rid of half of it.
Yeah. Seriously. No, absolutely. We moved a lot and we always rented.
Yeah.
And my mom always pushed and told my sister and I, like, home ownership is where it is at. Like, you need to own your own home. It's super important. You're going to grow equity. It matters. And she wasn't wrong. I mean, I do understand that it's like a great investment in it. Whatever. I get it. Fine. Whatever. But at the same time, I'm just filling rooms full of stuff that I don't need.
Yeah.
And I just am like looking around at all this crap that I have accumulated. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like we could exist in so much less space and we could consume so many less goods.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Yeah. You're probably right. It's kind of funny you bring this up. I had a conversation. Kitty is actually, well, she's not over here anymore. She's on her way home, but she's been over here for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hanging out with them and her spouse, Mark, and I were talking. Mm-hmm. We were talking about like real estate and how much things have gone up and blah, blah, blah. And then we started talking about my tiny home. And I was telling him that, you know, I might not even like move out of the tiny home. Like, assuming I get into nursing school and I could buy a house then by becoming a nurse and making some good money. But then it's like, do I really want to? Like, I could just pay off my student loans and put money away for traveling if I really wanted to.
Yeah, do that. I know I said that with zero hesitation, but like I meant it.
Live next to my roommates for life.
Yeah, for sure. The worst thing that could happen is they, you know, parent you until you're like 50.
Oh, they don't have 60. Any problem doing that.
I know.
You know what?
they parent me and I live over here. I remember I called you as you were getting in the car with your dad. And he goes, Kimmy Kai, she needs to go. We're trying to listen to the game. And I was like, Uncle Eric. And he was like, I love you. We got to go. Bye. It was just like.
Well, when you hurried.
Okay.
When you hurried and got off the phone with us.
Yeah.
He was like, I was just joking. Doesn't she know that? And I'm like.
Of course I do.
I don't know. Whatever. Here's your stupid game.
I hope it makes you happy, Dad. You ruined Kimmy's day. She's so sad about it.
Like, it's fine. I'll call her back when we get home. It's totally fine.
I mean, but it's exactly the same shit he would have said to you if, like, he was in the car with your mom and you called. Oh, but yeah. Your mom's got to go. We need to listen to this game. Bye.
Yeah.
You're
ruining me finding out what's happening in the Gonzaga game. Bye. Oh, man. Well, man. Funny thing. So, tomorrow is my roommate's birthday.
Aww.
She is the oldest of the household.
I was going to say, we shouldn't. Yeah. A lady never tells.
But the lady's daughter's going to because it's her 60th birthday.
So. I know. 60. Whoop, whoop.
Big 60.
Big 60. What do you guys got planned?
She wanted to go to dinner.
Yeah, we're going to take her.
I don't know. She was going through a list of places that she would like. And it's like, you figure it out and we'll get back to that. But so we're supposed to go to dinner and then I think Aunt Wendy's going to come tomorrow and take her to breakfast. She said she wanted to take the day off and spend it with her older sister doing that's whatever. So nice.
Yeah. That's so nice.
Yeah. But it's really funny. My mom and I drive together a lot now. And
right.
So on Spotify, I have like a mom's playlist and my mom's like really into like the 70s, like especially like 70s rock.
Yeah.
And I put it on a lot and she likes this. I know what song she likes. So I have like a whole, like we could listen for hours and she would love every song that came on. It's like, turn it up. I love this. Like, I know that's why I put it on there.
Yeah.
But there comes times when I just can't take any more of the 70s and I just need to listen to something else. So right. Monday we did our shopping trip. We did like the Costco Winco day.
Yeah.
And on the way back home I was like, sorry mom, I'm gonna put something else on. And I kind of put like my 90s stuff on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have a mixture of, like, R&B and rap in there. So you never know what you're going to get. And she, some of them I was turning because I knew she totally would not even like it a little bit. But Explosive came on. And I feel like I like to keep my parents young. Like sometimes they need to hear some of this stuff, you know? So I was letting it play and she was like bopping her head and like, okay, she likes this one. We'll leave it. And then part way through, she's like, did he just say fuck a bitch? Like, yeah, mom, he sure did. And she's like, oh okay.
Auntie.
It's just so funny. It made me laugh for like an hour. I was just like, the way she said it was so proper. Like, did it just say fuck a bitch? Okay, note to self, explosive can't be one of the songs we listen to.
If she only knew the shit that we got up to. Like, well, if she only knew what we listened to for real.
You know, like, one of her songs, she has code names for her songs because she doesn't know what they're called.
So, that's a very Aunt Kim thing to do.
Yeah, so when she says it to us, we know what she's talking about. But one time she asked for a song at a DJ and he had no idea what she was talking about. But like, for instance, if she asked for her nasty song.
Is that Janet Jackson?
No, you would think, right?
It's not. But yeah, no, absolutely.
She's talking about Next, Too Close.
Do you want to know what is so crazy?
Huh?
When you started talking about like that you had to change the station or the Spotify station in the car.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't, whatever. I thought to myself, I'll never forget the time that I heard Too Close for the first time, because I was in the car with Aunt Missy, and instead of changing it, she turned it up.
Yeah. Oh, my mom loved that song. And then we're like,
that's so funny.
We're like, hey, mom, you know what they're talking about in this? And she was like, oh. So then she started calling it her nasty song because she's not going to not like it, even though it's just so funny.
So you know what to put on, but like the DJ at the bar doesn't know.
Yeah, and she'll tell her friends like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. So she's funny that way.
That's hilarious. That is so funny. So Zeb gets really upset because he's getting to a point in his life where like, so he still listens to the same like, 90s and like early 2000s like hip hop and rap that he basically has always listened to.
Yeah.
And then every time Eminem drops a new album, he'll get into that because that's his favorite, like hands down his favorite. But I've been like trying to keep up with like hip hop.
Yeah.
So that I don't go stagnant, and some of it I can't stand, like there's a lot of mumble rap that I just really, it's not hip hop. Like it's not, there's nothing to it that resonates with hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some artists like Kid Cudi. I really like Kid Cudi and Lil Uzi Vert. I like the female rap artists like Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. But I have a playlist of like newer hip hop.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it in the car and a little Uzi Vert song came on and the line is, I'm going to hit that again. I'm going to lick that again. I'm going to split that again. Like talking, because he was like, he's like, oh, we're never going to hook up again. He was like, just kidding. I'm going to do those things again. Right. And Zeb was like, you're listening to this with Ezra in the car? And I was like, he doesn't know what, like, he's in the back playing the DS. He's playing Mario in the back seat. He doesn't know what the guy's saying, you know? And Zeb was like, Kim, you cannot listen to this with Ezra in the car. He was like, the stuff that you listen to with Ezra in the car, I can't believe you're, like, listening to that. And I was like, well, it's not like I'm playing, like, WAP or anything, like, I wouldn't listen to something that vulgar in front of the child. And he was like, I don't think he realized what a little sponge he is, right?
Yeah.
And so we're just going about our business, whatever. And I'm not thinking anything of it because I'm just like, it's no big deal. Like, whatever. Whatever. And then in the car today, I went to put on hip hop. And I totally was going to listen to Kid Cudi because he released an album in 2020. It's really good. And he actually, if anyone's interested, he was on Saturday Night Live not yesterday, but last week. So there's a brand new performance. You can see it. He's really good. Anyway, doesn't matter. The whole point is I went to go put it on and Ezra goes, Mom, we should probably listen to the French music because Daddy doesn't like the other music. And I was like, I mean, I didn't know what to do. So then I put on French rap. And I was like, at least he doesn't know anything that they're saying. It's just me who gets to enjoy it. But yeah, it was pretty funny.
So we're
that he told me what he's allowed to do.
Yeah.
Is basically what happened. Is my 5-year-old basically was like, Mom, I'm going to school you on this. Dad doesn't like it when you put on hip hop. We should listen to the French music in the car, okay?
Which, you know,
and I was like, just
he basically took a side there. Do you realize this? Like, dad's the law.
It doesn't even matter because that's totally how this house runs. I swear to Christ. And every woman I meet is like, yeah, well, I'm in charge at home. Like, I'm the one making, you know, the schedule and making the dinner and doing this and doing that. And I'm like, what is that like? I don't. So you're just the queen bee? Like, you're just the boss? And a lot of women are like, yeah, kind of. And then, you know, there's people like me, like my boss and I have the same philosophy. Like, we're a team at home.
Yeah.
We're very much a team. But even in my house, Zeb does, I hate to say this because I'm not give, it's mostly because I'm in college right now. So I'm working full time and going to school. Zeb does a ton of stuff around the house. Just, he gets way more done in a day than I do.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I feel like it's like the distribution of household stuff is like on him or whatever, but I think Ezra sees that and Ezra's just kind of like, oh, okay, so like this is what we all do, we all help out, we all pitch in and stuff. But then at the same time, hit like today he saw Zeb getting pissed off at the fuse box, then he saw me in on the computer doing my homework.
Yeah,
so he's like, okay, well, dad's the one who's like out here actually getting shit done and mom's in here typing. So, I mean, I don't know the perception that gives the kid, but like, anyway, so now I can't listen to Lil Uzi Vert. I can't, I have to listen to French music or he likes the Foo Fighters. My son does, he's 5 and he is, about as obsessed with Dave Grohl as I was when I was 15. Which is really interesting, but he always wants to hear the song Generator. And so he'll ask for that, or he'll ask for French music, which is generally just like French pop or French hip hop. I don't have like much else, but yeah, it's, I'm just getting schooled by both of them every day. Zeb, I'll get home and Zeb's like, dinner's ready, let's eat. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And then he's like, we're going to watch this tonight, and then I'm going to give Ezra a bath while you do your homework. And I'm like, thanks for setting that up. And then, I mean, he's like, okay, it's book time. Like, he'll yell it from upstairs. And I'm like, okay, I'm coming. And we'll read books. I have to do the voices. And then Zeb's like, okay, now we got to go get ready. Do you need a shower or can I take mine first? I'm like, nope, you go ahead. Like, my whole schedule after I leave work is just, like, plotted for me in accordance with whatever my husband and my 5-year-old want.
Right.
Or need or whatever.
Well, I was going to say, you know, what's really funny about this and why I like to share my story of how our lives are different. So that people understand, but we run a parallel here. Like, you have to censor what you have in your car for your child, and I have to censor it for my mother. So it's like the same thing but different directions, you know?
Yes, it's so funny. Like, can you imagine if you put on 504 Boys or something? And I mean, your mom would lose her shit.
I mean, one of the I skip past a couple Eminem songs, and I skip past a Lil Kim song. So I was like, explosive funny. Should be okay, right? Like, it can't be as bad as those, but.
I don't totally remember because, like, I feel like I'm desensitized to it, you know? Yeah. Like, when it title comes up, I'm like, this is fine.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, this is absolutely not fine.
Well, yeah.
Like, I cannot listen to this.
It's like you can think of the chorus of it, you know?
Right.
And then you forget about the content and the rest of the song.
I know.
Like Dr. Dre, oh, he should be fine, you know?
He's fine. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Apparently Dr. Dre is off the list.
It is interesting, though, because, like, you and I have loved hip hop since the, you know, early 90s, and I had to hide, like, and I listened to, like, the radio edits of stuff because my mom wouldn't let me get the CD.
Yeah.
But I definitely had to hide my TLC CD from my mom for, like, a good 2 years after DJ bought it for me when he was my Secret Santa.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I had to hide it.
Like,
and then after that, I started getting, like Eminem and Jamie gave me Jay-Z's The Black Album. And I was like obsessed with that album. I thought it was so amazing. It is so amazing. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I have that one. I like that one.
Yeah. It's so good.
At one point, I don't know when it was, but at some point I took my CDs and put them on my laptop, like burned them in, and so now even when I switch, you know, I have Apple phones, and even when I switch to a new phone, I always forget that I have like the Apple Music or whatever, but that one's in there. I found that one.
Yeah, it's so good, isn't it? Such a good album. Yeah. I also really like Watch the Throne, which is like his and Kanye's mashup album.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
Oh, dude, it's so good. I fucking love it. It's like before Ye went straight up cray. I don't care who you are. Like, Kanye is amazing. And all his character flaws aside, when you look at young Kanye, like, I don't know. His beats were just dope. And that's all I have to say about that. Like, Lucifer is one of my favorite songs of Jay-Z's, like, of all time. And the whole track it's Kanye. Kanye laid the whole beat. I think, so last week we kind of talked a little bit about how we were going to maybe discuss our Hollywood heartthrob.
Oh, girl.
So, did you make a list? I know that you had a couple.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay, so I would love to hear yours first.
I have a lot. I mean, these aren't even all of them.
Okay.
These are just the ones I could think of, you know? And
I know, it's so... Before we, like, launch into this, I would like to preface what is going to be discussed today with, I'm very much in love with my husband, and no one is better than my husband. That being said, I am still alive. So I can see with my eyes when people are attractive. So I'm just putting that out there for anyone who's worried about my marriage. No one is in jeopardy today. Except maybe Ryan Reynolds, because he is mine and my husband's Paul.
Right.
Pat. So.
And he is on my list as well.
Listen, everyone likes a sturdy Canadian. That much I do know. Okay, so let's launch into your list. So you have a list. It's not even everyone you can think
of. No, it was just like a quick list I threw together so that I could see where my brain was going with things. And funny thing, some people tied into other things, you know? Like, when I started thinking about movies I like, I'm like, oh yeah, that person's in it too. Like, weird how that happens, that more than one is in one movie.
Yeah.
That's
true.
So, I mean, I guess growing up, Paul Walker was a big one.
Yeah, he was dreamy. He rest in peace.
Those
blue eyes.
I know.
He had the bluest eyes.
I tend to just, I feel like my crushes either have blue eyes or they have brown eyes. Not very often do they have green or... I don't know what that is.
I like a green-eyed boy. Yeah, or like, you know, hazel. Yeah. It just depends. Depends on the guy. I don't know. I'm being general. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Those two are always seems to be the two that I tend to like, and I don't, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I don't know. And they're extremes too. I also really had a big crush on Jay Hernandez.
Yeah.
I saw him in Crazy Beautiful. That was the first time he really caught my eye. Yes. And
he's handsome. Wasn't he also in that Hostel movie?
Thriller? I think he was. He's also in Lakeview Terrace. That was a thriller. And he's also making a comeback in the Bad Moms movies.
That's right. Yeah.
He's Mila Kunis.
Also, can we just say how great Mila Kunis is?
Yeah, I love her too.
Yeah. Anyway, but yes, he's so handsome.
I feel like he hasn't had a lot roles, but he pops up in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Also, Channing Tatum. I first saw him in Coach Carter.
I'm just not on the Tatum train.
That's okay.
I don't know what it is. He has very tiny eyes for how big the rest of him is. Like, no hate. Like, listen, Channing Tatum is 1 million women's cup of tea. You know, he's just, there's no hate and there's no, judgment here. No one is in a position to judge less than me of how somebody appears or looks or whatever. I just don't find him personally. I don't find him attractive.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I get the appeal. I mean, when he takes his shirt off, I don't really notice his eyes that much at all.
And you know what's funny about that is I didn't really love like the Magic Mikes. Like, I saw the first one and was like, no thanks. And then when they came out with the next one, I was like, the first one wasn't great. Why would I watch the next one? But then I started thinking about Coach Carter, and Rob Brown was on that. And he actually is kind of like Jay Hernandez, where he doesn't show up in a lot of things. He was a...
I don't even know who he is.
He was Ashanti's boyfriend in Coach Carter. And he's also the lead part for Finding Forrester. I don't know if you ever watched that movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long time ago, though. I haven't seen either one of those in a while.
I like him. He's cute. Josh Duhamel.
Yeah. We talked about Josh Duhamel before.
Tyrese. And Tyrese is like a quadruple threat kind of guy. I mean, the guy can model, he can dance, he can sing, he can act. Like, who is this guy? Like, Brad Pitt was always one I enjoyed. George Clooney, Denzel Washington, Gerard Butler, Jamie Foxx. Like, I could just keep going, really.
Jamie Foxx.
He's another one that can... He can act, he can do comedy, he can do it all. Like, how about you?
Well, when I was younger, Jared Leto was pretty high on that. Yeah, because my so-called life was really popular. And he is a fucking dreamboat. Like, even to this day, I'm not really into his music. I don't like his band
Yeah.
very much. But I think that he is supes
Yeah.
attractive. Like, he is good looking for damn sure. And then a lot of my crushes were on guys that were kind of, this is going to sound really bad, but kind of
Yeah.
dorky. So first of all, I really like Devon Sawa. Do you remember Devon Sawa from like the,
Yes.
yeah. And I think that I started liking him in, do you remember that movie
Yes,
Now
I
and
was just going
Then?
to say that was kind of when he blew up, or why he
Yes.
blew up.
I think it was because he had a gap in his teeth, and so did I. And I was like, he's handsome. We can have some little gap teeth babies. Like, I don't care. So yeah, he's really attractive to me and was when I was younger.
JTT was too, and they did.
Yeah, JTT. You and I both had the thing for JTT, and I taped a picture of JTT to the post of my top bunk of my bunk bed. And this is very embarrassing, and I'm just willing to admit it here and now. I kissed it goodnight every
Oh.
night. Those were my growing up ones. And of course, you and I both had a thing for a set of
Yep.
brothers, a particular set of brothers. I happened to be a Zac Hanson fan, but you were more of a
Yeah.
Taylor girl.
Which is really funny
So.
because there were a few guys that thought that he really was a girl that I knew of. So I must like guys that have a feminine look to them. I don't know. It made me wonder.
I like an effeminate looking guy sometimes too. Sometimes that's
Yeah.
the appeal. I don't know. But so I also liked when I was younger a show called Breaker High, and a lot of people
I
don't
do.
remember the show, but I know you do, and the lead was Ryan
Yes.
Gosling, my other Canadian delight. So yeah, I like that I am into both Ryans, and I don't know if it's because they're Canadian and I am Canadian, but it doesn't
Yeah.
hurt anything. Like I said, Alexander Greenwald was one. I really liked Jason Schwartzman when I was younger because I was really into Wes Anderson movies. So I also liked Owen and Luke Wilson,
I was gonna
which
say
one of
you
them
want to
is
eat
brunette
with
and one of
them.
them is blonde. Yeah, exactly. And so if, I mean, honestly, I also kind of had a little thing for Michael
Oh yeah.
Cera when Superbad
He's
came out. Because he was kind of a nerdy, like attractive
yeah.
weirdo, and I
I've
loved
actually
that
looked him
about
up
him.
because he's actually been in quite a bit of movies too. He just doesn't get like, I mean, obviously that one he is one of the lead
Yeah.
roles, but he actually doesn't like to be in the spotlight, so it's really interesting that he's an actor.
Yeah. I always it, he just has like a talent for it, but just doesn't really enjoy like the other parts of being famous that like
Yeah.
seem to go along with it. That's most people. I feel like you think it's going to be so great and wonderful, and then you're being like chased down the street by
Yeah.
paparazzi, and you're kind of like, what the fuck did I get
Right.
myself into here? But one actor who has held up and stood the test of time for me is
Oh,
Elijah
really?
Wood. I find Elijah Wood so adorably
Yeah.
cute. It might be the gap teeth because, again, he's
Yeah.
got the gap. It might be his brilliantly blue eyes. It might be the roles that he seems to play. He was just in this magnificent rendition of a Douglas Adams series called Dirk Gently, which I highly recommend. It got canceled, but it's super good if anyone's interested. Like, I love Douglas Adams anyway, so it's kind of my thing, but it's really good. And so, but Elijah Wood has always been one of my, just like, he's cute and adorable and I can't help that I think that he's attractive. But new to the lineup, Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. And he can get it all day. He's so fucking handsome.
He was on, I can't, even, I watched.
And he's,
yes, and it was so good. It's on Netflix. I think maybe it was our cousin Whitney that told me about it, but I like watched the whole series on Netflix and it was so good. Yeah.
He's so handsome. Oh my God, he's so handsome. He's so good looking. And again, I just want to preface everything I'm saying with I'm married and happily so. I am really into Timothée Chalamet right now, and he is both brunette and effeminate. He's a little effeminate, but he's French, and I happen to really like French guys. So that's a thing. But yeah, I mean, that's, I have a ton of them. I really, there's a couple of football players I find extremely attractive. Everyone knows about my thing for Richard Sherman. I have a bit of a thing for Cam Newton, which you hate, because those two are no, definitely not your favorite. But rotating back into the blonde situation, yeah, JJ Watt. JJ Watt. Oh, he just looks like if a Viking and a Greek god came together and just like, oh, he's so handsome. I don't know what it is. He's just is such a big dude. And I don't know. He looks, I don't know. He's so handsome. And it's so funny because I don't think either one of his brothers are handsome. And I just think JJ's handsome.
He's a blonde.
I don't know. I guess. I don't know. And his other brothers are not as, they're not as like sturdy. I don't know. It's so weird because when I think about the guys that I like, and I, because the body type is so different between all of them. Like, J.J. Watt and Elijah Wood couldn't look any further from each other. But I'm attracted to both of them. Like, how, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but I kind of like, I don't know. I just kind of like muscular dudes that are a little broad up top. But then I started thinking about it, and I was like, that's probably because Zeb is that way. He's also, not to gross anybody out, but my husband's been doing a lot of push-ups lately. He's on this app to try and get himself to like 100 squats per day and 100 push-ups per day. So like it escalates how many he has to do per day in order to get to this goal. So I'm just saying the backside and the top side have been looking pretty stacked recently. And I'm just over here like working, you know, 40 to 50 hours a week plus going to school and just eating whatever's available next to me and hardly ever exercising. And then I just look over at him and he's like busting out squats before bed and shit. And I'm just like, are you fucking serious? Like, I'm just laying down in bed playing Clash Royale on my phone. Like, I need a mental break from all the fucking work I've done today. Like, I wrote 7 contracts and I worked on marketing homework. And what, are you busting out squats? Can you not do that shirtlessly? What are you doing to me? I have had a very long day. I'm exhausted. Zeb.
Oh, man. Good thing he doesn't listen. He'd probably be really red.
No, he would be so embarrassed. If he does listen to this, yes, he's going to turn bright red.
I can picture it right now.
But I don't think that there's any need for or any cause for concern. He's not going to be. So speaking of Hollywood heartthrobs and the guys, the list of guys that mm-hmm. we think are attractive, I have 2 that are not men that I think are attractive. And like, I think my thing is like, it's really important to emphasize that however you identify and whatever gender you are is like your own business, and also like however whatever your sexual identity is also your own business, because I don't want anyone to feel any kind of way. I personally am not bisexual, nor am I like curious in that way. I know for a fact how I feel and who I am, and I am a heterosexual female. But Scarlett Johansson in that Black Widow role, she gives me feelings, and I cannot help it. She is so attractive. She's very good looking. I don't know if it's that I wish I looked like her, or if in that moment I'm a little gay. I cannot tell you, but she's it's so beautiful. She's such a beautiful woman. Yeah, absolutely. I think that every person is capable of looking at a person objectively and saying, that person is attractive to me. Like, it's totally a thing. I just think that it just happens to be Scarlett Johansson. But she's so beautiful. I think that it's more like, I wish I looked like that than anything else. Like, I look at her and I feel envy. So I think that's what it is. But if it's not what it is and it's something else, that's okay too. I just want to make sure that everyone knows I'm fine with where I'm at in life and who I am.
That's all that matters.
And then the other one is Christina Hendricks, I think, is super beautiful. And I hadn't seen her in anything since Mad Men. Except I think I saw her, I think she was in that movie Drive with Ryan Gosling. But now she's in Good Girls, and I'm like, gosh, she's so pretty. Just her face is very delicate. I don't know what it is. She's so pretty and she's so talented.
I don't necessarily know, but like Melissa McCarthy, I just love her. She's like one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
And I feel like Selma Hayek, like even as she ages, she's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, her in Dogma. That was like one of my favorite roles. Well, Dogma was one of my favorite movies. Very funny. But she's beautiful.
Like, I don't think the lady she's really ages that much.
Christian Bale, also a hottie on my list. Good looking. Apparently not very nice to his own mother, but I'm not here to judge relationships. I'm just here to judge faces. And he's got a good face. And he's been given good face since the newsies. And if anybody wants to fight me on it, come at me, bro. Yeah, we have a Twitter, so everybody that I've ever threatened to quote unquote come at me or quote unquote go fisticuffs can now do so.
I did do something this week that was a lot of fun. We had Aspen on our podcast and she invited me to be on hers, and I went and recorded at a fancy studio instead of from my car. We gotta step up this game. They have it all set up nice in there, and they put on like the name of their podcast and their logo and everything is on the TV when you come in, and I had a whole lot of fun. So if anyone, it really was a show all about me, which isn't something I would normally say to go listen to. But if you want to know more about me, I am on Origin and Tonic, and Mallory and Aspen and I had a lot of fun recording. So if you want to try a new podcast, go catch theirs, Origin and Tonic.
It'll air on Wednesday, right?
I don't want to promise, but it won't be out until around Wednesday-ish.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to go feed my family, I guess, or figure out what we're eating.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you huge.